بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, yesterday we had spoken about the pattern and the way of the Quraysh of Makkah being very similar to that of the nations of the past, that whenever any nation would disbelieve and reject the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, disbelieving the Anbiya alayhim wa salatu wa salam that were sent to them, then eventually the punishment would befall them from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they would then be destroyed. And this was the very same pattern that was followed by the Quraysh, as they continued to reject Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them, and the start of this was the Battle of Badr, where they lost a large number of their prominent men. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that on one hand was the Quraysh of Makkah, the mushrikeen, who were the enemies of Islam. On the other hand, we find the Ahl Kitab, and particularly the Yahud, the Jews of Arabia. They were also enemies of Islam, enemies of the Muslims. Although initially they had allied with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially in Madina Munawwara, there were two prominent tribes, the Banu Qurayza and the Banu Nadir. And they had initially allied with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They promised that we will lend support to you and we would not fight against you. But they then broke this pledge or this promise of theirs, and they assisted the mushrikeen of Makkah against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So here Allah says, إِنَّ شَرَّ الدَّوَابِّ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. That the worst of all living beings, الدواب, the word دواب refers to anything that walks on the surface of the earth, anything with life. This will include animals, insects. So the worst of all living beings in the eyes of Allah are those who have disbelieved. They do not have iman, فَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. So these are the worst of Allah's creation in His eyes, and this is insan. Although he has the capacity to become the best and the most close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but by him making kufr, rejecting, disbelieving in Allah, he becomes even worse than the animals, the insects. الَّذِينَ عَاهَدْتَ مِنْهُمْ. And now Allah describes this particular group that he's speaking about, those whom you had made a pact with, you had made some agreement with. ثُمَّ يَنْقُضُونَ عَهْدَهُمْ فِي كُلِّ مَرَّةٍ. And then each time they broke the pact. وَهُمْ لَا يَتَّقُونَ. And they were not conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these two tribes particularly, the Banu Qurayza and the Banu Nadir, who were Jewish tribes living close to Madina Munawwara, the first time they broke the pact was during the Battle of Badr, where they had assisted the mushrikeen with arms, with weapons against the Muslims. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had rebuked them for this and had broken the pact with them, and they came and they apologized and they said that, we are sorry, we forgot, and please make a pact with us once again. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave them a second chance. And then we find on the occasion of Khandaq, which was approximately 5 years later, they again broke this pact, and they then began to wage war against Islam. So each time they made this agreement, and then they broke it. Now Allah says, what should you do with them? فَإِمَّا تَثْقَفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْحَرْبِ. That if you encounter them in war, فَشَرِّدْ بِهِمْ مَنْ خَلْفَهُمْ. Then make them an example for those that will come after them. What is meant by this is that deal with them so severely on the battlefield, deal with them so severely, despite the fact that there was an agreement between the two of you. But now that they have broken this pact, they have broken the agreement, then deal with them so severely that anyone who comes after them would think twice before breaking a pact with you. So this must become a lesson. Make them an example for those who will come after them. This word fasharrid, sharrada, yusharridu, actually means to scatter, to disperse. So what is meant is that by fighting them, you will now cause those after them to disperse, to scatter, and to not even entertain thoughts of backstabbing you, of going against you. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَذَّكَّرُونَ. And why are you doing this? So that they may take heed. So this is to protect Islam from any future allies who may want to break any pact that they may have with us. So this is if the allies that we have, somebody who we have made an agreement with, if they break the pact, this is what we are allowed to do to them. In the next verse, Allah now mentions that if we have an agreement, a pact with any group, and they have not yet physically broken it, but there is fear from our side that they may break it, they are on the verge of breaking it. Perhaps we have gained some intelligence, some information, that they are on the verge of breaking the pact, then we are allowed to now inform them that from our side we are breaking it. But the condition is that we should inform them clearly. We should send a message to them. And here the fuqaha have mentioned that not only do we send a message to the ruler or the leader, but we also give him sufficient time to inform his people, to get the message throughout his group or throughout his kingdom or whatever it may be, so that they are all well aware that there is no agreement between us and them any longer. We are not allowed to deceive them or to act treacherously and just go and attack them, but we have to inform them ahead of time, give them enough chance to prepare against us if they wish to do so, and then we are allowed to attack them or wage war against them. So وَإِمَّا تَخَافَنَّ مِنْ قَوْمٍ خِيَانَةً. If you fear any treachery from a group that you have made an agreement with, فَنْبِذْ إِلَيْهِمْ عَلَىٰ سَوَاءٍ, then send back the agreement. Send back that pact. In other words, inform them عَلَىٰ سَوَاءٍ, so that they have knowledge, you have knowledge, everybody is on the same page and they understand there is no pact. And why should you do this? إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْخَائِنِينَ. Here, logic would demand that we have an agreement, the agreement is supposed to last for 10 years, 15 years. Now after 1 or 2 years, we already receive information that they want to break it. So let us just attack them. Why should we inform them? Why should we give them a chance? Allah says, verily Allah does not love those who are deceitful, those who are treacherous. So to this extent, those who are against us also, we are still commanded to be upright, to be honest, to be transparent about things, and we are not allowed to just now suddenly go and attack them. So in this we find the justice, the fairness of Islam, is that even our treatment of our enemies, of those who are opposing us, is a very fair and just treatment. We can well imagine then, when it comes to our fellow Muslims, those who are on our side, how we should be dealing and treating with them. Allah give us tawfiq and correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.